in beschaffen mit Poskim, da, ich habe nicht erschaffen, das Wort, erschaffen. Sure. Ah, all for him, all for him. Okay. The book is of Swarim, and he asked his son to take them to the train. He didn't like it, but what the tata said, he took them. On the way, the Chassidim, the two, told it to the son of Rav Chaim, of Rav Elwala, most like Rav Chaim, you know from why, from Rav Chaim, Volozhiner, such a beautiful dog came out. And from his Rebbe, not such a big dog came out. You know why? Because Yozede, Rav Chaim, didn't sign off the Chayim. He was burnt fire, he ran back to his father, he said, you know what the Yuchsidim said to me? He told them over. So Rav Chaim answered, if this is the reason, I don't know, but this is a fact of life.
Thank you. The altar of Nevardik, Yosef Yoizel Horowitz, who is the head of Nevardik. He didn't write a sefer, but I think it was published by his Talmidim after he passed away, called the Madregas HaAdam. And it's basically a Musar sefer. And in the introduction, he has a very, very beautiful mashal that I thought I'd share with you as we pass through Nevardik. The Altar of Nevardik was known for setting up many yeshivas throughout Russia. And he was, if you will, the forerunner of somewhat of the Kiruv movement of today. And he oftentimes had a fight with parents who didn't want their kids to be studying in yeshivas. So in the introduction to the Madregas HaAdam, they tell that he was once approached by some parents who were unhappy with what he was doing. And his response back to them was to point his finger into the sky, where apparently there was a plane which had just, I guess, been around not for too long, and it was just a black dot in the sky. And he said, you know what that is? And I guess they said they didn't know. And he said, if I told you that thing in the sky you could be in, and you could be eating in there and drinking in there and walking in there, what would you tell me? They'd say, you're crazy. So he said back, well, I'll tell you what, if you went with me, I could show you where that thing would land. And then after it landed, we could walk together in it. And then together, the plane could take off, and we could be in the air with the plane. And then you would understand. Meaning, what he explained, was that the world of Torah and the beauty of Avodas Hashem cannot be understood by people who are far away from it. If it's so far away, like a dot in the sky, you can't imagine that it's possible to be living and being happy with a life of Torah. Only, he said, when you approach Torah and when you actually immerse yourself in it, like in a plane, can you begin to understand the beauty and the warmkeit of Yiddishkeit. And that's how he got many of these parents who were screaming at him for taking their kids away from them, so to speak. That's how he got them to be somewhat mollified.
Getting out? Oh. No. No. What's the secret? Tell us. The Bochum and the Vardik, the works on the Nuve, the youth. Are you listening?
Yeah.
This city is called Nevardik. Like David, he's already told you, he's an admirer of the mountain of Nevardik. I told you I learned by his Eidim, the Mashgiach. I give a tzaddik, he's so thrilled, the Mashgiach, the Eidim. When he was a youngster, the Bocher is a Gwena Carson. If somebody wants to say, a Carson, you are going to be a Scholyanki.
Then what does he want to say with it? The Kasnik is nicht gut. A Kasnik is doch nicht gut.
So where is his left?
Where am I putting it?
What?
Where am I putting it?
Okay, behind the
screen. Right here.
In the best Yosef in Brooklyn, the Borough Park.